Don't you think everyone deserves a hand for that? Let's give them another hand. That was tremendous. That was tremendous. It really was. Thanks everyone for doing everything you did and teaching them God's word at an early age. We started last week on dealing with baggage bondage, and we were dealing with a lot of the issues that, because of situations in life, we're made to feel certain ways about ourselves. And I could also ask for a title for this is, how do you see yourself? How do you view yourself? Because how we feel about ourselves determines a lot of our success in life. And sometimes we don't feel that good about ourselves because of things that's happened in our lives that the enemy has lied to us about and made us feel that if I'd have done things different, I bet every one of us in here today have something in their life that would say, if I could have done a little different, I'd have done it different. And sometimes in the midst of that, things attach to us and we become identified by our last episode or that time in our life when things weren't as good as they are now, and we've identified ourselves, or as I said last week, sometimes we stop living at that point. And our whole life becomes a mirror image at that time that all we reflect on is those times. We stop living now because of something in our past. And I want you to know, and as the Word of God teaches us, it is God's will that we be free. That we be free in our heart. That we be free to serve Him. Free from bondage. And we called it baggage bondage because it is possible. We read several scriptures. I'm not going to take time to go back all through that. But we read several scriptures reiterating the freedom that God has set for us. And that as we strive through life, we need to identify that baggage and get rid of it, because it is the will of God that we be free. That we be free in our heart. That we understand His word. The emphasis is that we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I read that the main text was out of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, where Jesus describes there what He came to do. And it dealt with a lot of healing. And I'm not going to take time to read that today, because I want to go to the book of Romans. And I want to talk about Romans chapter 8. So if you'll turn there with me. Romans chapter, I love the book of Romans. And I want to talk again about baggage bondage. How do you feel about yourself today? How do you see yourself? When you mention who you are, how does it affect you now? It is not the will of God that you live under condemnation forever, that you feel that you can never be what God wants you to be. Most of us, at one time in our life, never feel good enough for anything. And that's simply not the will of God. And I want to read to you out of the book of Romans. And I got several things I want to read to you today. So just follow along with me in your word. Romans chapter 8, beginning verse 1. There is therefore now. You remember when we were talking about studying the Word of God, every word's important. The writer here says, therefore, which is a directive word, says, at this moment, I want you to understand what I'm about to say. You remember when you were growing up and your mother and father really wanted to get a point to you, they'd grab your cheeks or like this? Listen to me. Has anybody ever done that? Listen to me. So, well, therefore is a lot like that. It's almost like God's taking your cheeks and saying, hey, I want you to get this point. Because there was a lot of confusion in the Word. And that's the reason that Paul writes a lot of his letters and a lot of his books. Now, Rome was the highlight of his ministry, because he always wanted to go to Rome. Because you've heard that story, all roads lead to Rome. He knew that if he could get there, then the Word would go all across the world. But there was a lot of confusion, a lot of dissension among different ones that were saying, well, you're not like me, or you're not like this, or you don't do it that way. And sometimes we lose who we are in the translation. We lose who we really are. God loves you just like you are. Amen? He loves who you are. Yes, you can't be me. I can't be you. And the most unhappiest I ever become in life is when I try to be somebody or something that I'm not. Have you ever fell in that trap? Well, I've got to do this. Well, why are you doing that? Well, I'm expected to do that. But it's not in your heart. God wants you to serve Him out of your heart. Jesus gave His life to prove a point. I love your heart. Your heart is who you really are. And it's not the will of God that that heart be bound with all these regulatory requirements that people put on you. God will direct your paths. Amen? And sometimes when you begin to teach and preach stuff, oh, you're one of them that you can just do anything you want to do and God's going to be okay with it. Let me tell you this. When you really fall in love with Him and you really start serving Him and loving Him and giving your all to Him, you don't want to do a lot of these things because you know it's going to hurt Him. Amen? If you really love your mate or you really love that husband, that wife, or whatever, you do certain things because you know they like that. And you know that you do that because you love them. It's the same way in serving God. He wants you to serve Him because you love Him. He wants you to do things not because it's a rule or a regulation, but it's because you love Him more than those things. Amen? Does that make sense? So it says here now. There's therefore now. I love that word now. Amen. I love that word now because that says it doesn't matter what happened then, now is going to change things. I want you to look at the woman beside of you and say now. That kind of gives some expectancy, don't it? I know they had to put the name on the sign of VBS and all that, but I hope that we can get back on there. I start to say Nashville now. Nashville now. Northview now. Now. What does that mean? God's doing some stuff around here. Amen? God's moving in some ways that we may not all see, but He's doing some things. So now, and I love Paul. He was very authoritative. He says, now, therefore now, there is therefore now no condemnation. Boy, that's a powerful word right there. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. You got to get that right there because I'm telling you, this is needful today because there's a lot of us that walks around condemned. And the word says there's no condemnation. Now, God does not want you to serve Him under condemnation. He wants you to serve Him because you love Him. You are free in your heart because He has set you free from the bondage of sin. Sin came in our lives and it ruled us for a certain time. But we have said, Lord, I need you now. And He says, now you can be free and you don't have to live under that bondage, that rulership. How many of you know that habits can be broken? How many of you know that the chains of the enemy can be broken? How many of you know that? I still believe that whom the Son sets free, it can be free indeed. Amen? And a lot of us get entangled with bondage. Yeah, I know the Lord can save me, but. I know the Lord wants to save me, but. I know I think I'm saved. I think I got saved. I don't know if I'm saved. Do you want your child coming to you every day saying, Mom, Dad, I think you love me today. I hope you love me today. Do you want them to live that way? You want them to know, hey, Dad loves me. He may not agree with everything I do, but He loves me. And that's the relationship. He said, now there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's very powerful right there. And I want to talk about condemnation versus conviction. I still believe we serve a God who wants us to live holy, who wants us to live according to His Word. But He don't want to beat us in it. He don't want to make us do it. He wants us to do it because we love Him. Amen? Now, I got a lot I want to read there, so I'm just going to hold up, and I want to go somewhere else right now. Let's go to the book of Let's go to the book of 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. Stay with me just a minute this morning. There is a God that loves you. You say, well now, I want to say this. If you've ever asked God to forgive you for something, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it. Condemnation is a very serious tool the enemy uses against us. Condemnation, because condemnation breaks your will and removes you from who you are. I want you to get that. Condemnation does not come from God. If I condemn you, or I put you down, or I beneath you, that did not come from God. God builds up. Amen? Now, a lot of us don't know what a lot of you are saying, well, I don't know what he's getting ready to say, because most of our lives we've dealt with condemnation. Can anybody be real and say, I've dealt with that in my life? I didn't never feel good enough to be in church. I didn't feel good enough to serve God. I didn't feel good enough to do this. Amen? I want you to know God wants you to love him and serve him because he loves you. I want to keep saying that. How many is for God so loved the world? He gave himself for you. He wants you to love. He don't want you to be condemned. How many of you know there's an enemy we call Lucifer who's an accuser of the brethren? He'll tempt you to do something, say it's okay, nobody will know. Then you do it, then what does he do? He condemns you. There's a difference in condemnation and conviction. Let's look at 1 John. It's a little warm in here. Can we turn? I know we got the campfire going, but can we turn a little air up in here? Up in here. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. You see that? God has conviction. You say, what's the difference in conviction and condemnation? Condemnation destroys who you are. Condemnation breaks you down. Condemnation steals who you are. Have you ever had someone say something to you, and when you left, they just ripped your heart out? And another person can say the same thing, but it's how they say it. You ever heard that saying? It's how you say things. Well, God wants you to understand that sin is still real today and it still destroys. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin will carry you farther from God than you ever want to be. It is not a good thing. I know we live in a nation now where they say don't use the word sin anymore. Don't use the word hell anymore. Don't talk about that anymore. It makes people feel uncomfortable. I want you to understand, God wants you to understand that there is a heaven and there is a hell and there are people who really do go there. Amen? And if you disobey God and live a life not pleasing to him, then you can miss out. Now, God does not want to follow you with a stick in his hand and just beat the life out of you. That's not what he wants to do. He wants you to serve him, but he convicts you. How does he convict you? He convicts you with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he reminds you of what the Word says. Look what it says here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Point. When you ask God to forgive you, and you really mean it in your heart, God, I'm sorry for this. Because that's what repentance is all about. How many of you know repentance means to change my mind? Repentance means that I am sorry, God. I'm sorry. My heart is broken. And God, I really know I need help in this matter. Please forgive me, Lord. Have you ever had someone come to you and apologize and you know they didn't mean it? You ever had that happen? Well, I got to say I'm sorry, so I'm sorry. Well, you know they didn't mean it. But have you ever had someone else come to you and their heart was broken and they said, I am sorry for this? You see, God wants us to live a life not to see how far we can go away from him or where's the line at that I can get. I want to get right next to the line. No, He wants us to serve Him with a standard in our heart that we know, God, I'm not going to do this because it'll break your heart if I do this. Does that make sense? And He says, when you confess your sins, confession, it's when you say, Lord, I am sorry. It's when you pour out your heart to Him. And listen, He's a God that wants to hear what you got to say. He's a God that cares about you. He knows that you're not perfect. He knows you go through things. And when we start erring in our life, listen, this is the difference in conviction and condemnation. Condemnation allows you to fall into the mess and then beat you over the head because you did it. But conviction is a ministry of the Holy Spirit that touches your heart and says, you might need to think about what you just said. Or do you really want to go in this place you think you're going to go? How many of you have ever felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit in your heart before? Amen? Aren't you glad of it? I'm glad of it. I'm glad my things, my parents taught me right and wrong, and I'm glad. How many of you know, let me say it in a pulpit in America today, because it's not said very much anymore. There is a right and there is a wrong, amen? And there are consequences when you don't do what you need to do, amen? We got psychologists now and doctors. Everybody's got a doctor. I can get online and next week, by next Sunday, I can be a doctor. Did you know that, amen? I can do that if I got enough money. I can do that. So, you know, we've trying to psychologically convince everyone, I'm okay, you're okay, hey, we're just okay, amen. Well, if we're all okay, then why we got so much mess in our lives, amen? Why we got so much bondage in our life? Why are we not free? And then nobody can get sick no more. You're not really sick. Your arm's not really broke, amen. Just praise the Lord. Just speak that it's not broke. What world you in? Amen. But Jesus even said you're going to go through some stuff, didn't He? Didn't Jesus say you're going to go through some stuff? But we get condemned sometimes. I'm sick, and I don't understand why I'm sick, and I'm really praying, God, please help me. But then I hear this TV preacher, hey, well, if I had enough faith, I wouldn't be sick. No, it doesn't take faith not to get sick. It takes more faith to be sick and still trust God and believe Him that He's going to bring you through. Amen? It takes more, God, during a time like that. Wouldn't the world be easy if we had all the money we needed, we had all the jobs we needed, and we just didn't need nothing? That's not reality. That's condemnation. And condemnation wants to separate you. Let me tell you how you can always tell if it's God or if it's the enemy, if it separates. If it's going to separate you, it's not God. God does not separate you from Him. He loves you. Conviction says you need to think about this. Conviction says you know. It's just like, how many times in this congregation has the enemy come and told you you're not saved? All of us. He just told me that this week. You're not even saved. If God loved you, you wouldn't be. Has He ever done that to you? Well, just where is God? Where is your God? You know, you don't even have God. You don't have a relationship with God. And then your next thing is, well, what have I done? What have I done? You know, what have I done? There's that condescending. Condescending, pushing you down, pushing you down. It is not the will of God. And God does not correct His children by breaking you down or pushing you down. How many are you going to let your child go without something to eat for 2 or 3 days just to prove a point to them? I'm going to prove something to them. Well, if you do, we're going to pray for you. Amen. After I beat you a while, then we're going to prove. I want to just say, God doesn't operate. He loves us. Did not I tell you you were saved? Why do you think you're not saved? You remember the first thing He told Adam and Eve in the garden? Who told you were naked? Who told you that? What voice are you listening to? And I want to tell you, we live in a world where men and women are hurting and they don't turn to the church anymore because the enemy has made them think that the church is going to condemn them. And if you're a real church, you're not going to condemn, but you're going to love. I don't understand everything everybody does, but it's not my job to condemn them. My job to pray. Holy Spirit, reveal your knowledge. Reveal your knowledge. Amen. Revelation is very key. And what I'm giving you right now is revelation. If you confess, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I messed up. How many of you know it doesn't tear God up when you tell him I messed up? God, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that, God. Now, here's the enemy. You know, have you ever do something you know you're not supposed to do and you mess up? And you're sitting there and you feel like dirt. You feel so, who's making you feel like that? Well, I thought it was God. It's not God. You know what God's going to do? He's going to convict you, and he's going to give you a way of escape. He's going to say, you can turn this thing around. Can I tell you this about the enemy? He wants to condemn you and destroy you. But God will convict you. What is conviction really? Really, what is it? It's when he turns the flashlight on your life and saying, this is your problem. I love God for that, don't you? Have you ever had them friends, as long as you had money and stuff, you had friends, but then if you didn't have stuff or money, you didn't have no friends? Y'all ain't never had nobody like that? But how about that friend when you don't have nothing? He's got to pick you up all the time. He's got to buy you a hamburger all the time, but he still loves you. That's a friend. Amen? God doesn't say, well, it's okay if you sin. It's okay. You go right ahead. Because you know what? Any good father wants his child to do the right thing. And the father wants you to do the right thing. And he sent the Holy Spirit to teach us how to do the right thing. And when I don't do the right thing, he doesn't give up on me and say, okay, now I'm through with you. You just feel like you need to feel like you're feeling for days because I want you to feel what you've done. You know what I've learned? Conviction's a lot tougher than condemnation. It's called conviction, turns the light on what happened. And you know what I love about my God? My God says, you can confess to me. Tell me your heart. Lord, I'm sorry, I messed up. I shouldn't have listened to them. I shouldn't have took that job. I shouldn't have done this. God, I'm really messed up. And you know what he says? I'm just giving you the word this morning. He is faithful. Whew, I feel his presence in here today. He's faithful. Don't you just love them people that as long as you be everything they want you to be, they just love you. Oh, I just love you. But do one thing. One thing. It's sort of like, it's so funny. On the commercial, you know, you see the senior citizen lady. She's, I guess it's a Facebook thing. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know all the terminology, but it's something about posting on my wall, and she's got pictures all over her wall. And then there's this lady there that says, I can get better insurance or whatever. And she says, I defriend you or whatever, be free, whatever it means. And I say, Lord, how, I mean, just like that, you know, I defriend you. Is that what you say? Is that how you say it? Oh, y'all going to act like y'all don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, I'll play along with you. We don't, none of us know, okay? All I'm saying, it's funny because she just turns on her just like that. And I thought, that's how the enemy does. And that's how the world will do you. But God doesn't do you. See, the world will lead you, get you in a mess, and leave you in it. But you know what I love about my faithful God? I loved you before you got in the mess. I'm going to love you while you're in the mess. Some of you mamas out there, don't make no difference what that baby or that son or that daughter does. You're going to stand with them. Now, you might correct them along the way, right? But they still yours. Now, son, I told you not to do that, but you're going to be right. But I can't go tell him because you're going to whoop me. Amen? Right? That's how God is. God loves us. And he will defend you. He will work with you. He will not leave you. Didn't the word say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? And let's face it, there's a lot of people falling into a lot of mess today. And I'm just beginning with this stuff. I mean, I'm not even getting nowhere. But I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm saying I'm not covering the material that I thought I was going to cover. But you know what? God wants us to hear this. Amen. There's a lot of people that's feeling condemned. Let me finish reading this. He said, faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us. Cleanse us. Amen. God wants you to be free. And to recognize, you know, the older I get, I recognize some traps that the enemy sets for me that maybe I didn't recognize years ago, but I recognize them now. It's like a father talking to his son and saying, son, I want to tell you about this. Be careful of the decision you're going to make. My sons are grown men, and so I'm on that relationship with them as grown men, but there's still times I pull them to the side and I say, son, you know, because y'all may not have children like this, but mine know everything. Amen. They know everything. But sometimes you want to just kind of share with them a little bit. I want you to think about this decision you make. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, the information I'm giving them is because I messed up. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to be able to come through that thing successful. It's not the will of God that you sin, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus. And He loves you today, and He's willing to work with you and develop you and make you know, let you know. You know why He don't give up on us? Because that's not what you are. Some of you think, well, I'm just a divorcee, and I'm just this, or I went bankrupt, or I did. No, that's not what you are. That's what happened to you years ago. But the God that we serve has made a brand new you. And the God that I serve is creating in you a brand new image, a brand new person. You're not what you used to be. None of us are what we used to be. Today is now. We serve a God that is making us now who He wants us to be. And I thank God that I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Amen. Baggage bondage is a bondage that they try to bring condemnation on us. But it's not the will that you, God, that you be condemned. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of learning your word. I have fallen in that trap so many times, God, of being condemned. And Lord, I believe that I'm preaching the series that you would have me to preach right now. And I believe, God, that you've allowed me to preach this because there may be some others that may be feeling that way today. And as all heads are bowed this morning and no one looking around, I just feel led today for you to search your heart. We want to pray with you today. We don't want to leave this service today and not pray with you. But if you're here today and you're dealing with things in your life and you have felt less of yourself than what you ought to feel, if you're here today and you feel that you are condemned, and you feel like something happened in your life or whatever the case may be, and you just can't get over it, we want to help. We want to pray with you. But first of all, I want you to understand that God loves you and He's going to work with you. If you hear like that and you say, Pastor, I just need some prayer, would you just lift your hand right now and say, pray for me? Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. Hands are going up all over. Thank God for those hands. Lord, I need some help. I need some help today. This morning, I want you to know this altar's open, and I'm not going to take time to, I don't want to prolong anything, but I just feel that if you need prayer this morning, if you need prayer, I want you to know you can come to this altar. I want to ask everyone that will, that has walked through condemnation, or you may be in condemnation right now, and you need to be free. I'm going to ask you to step out of where you are. Step out of where you are and come right now. You just need someone to help pray with you during this situation in your life. Would you take the hand beside of you? Would some of you take the hand of the one beside of you and just walk them down here? Just walk them down here. Come right on, right now. Everyone that will, step right of where you are right now. Come. Come. Well, what will people think? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All of us have walked in condemnation. All of us have gotten baggage bondage. If you're here today and you got bondage in your life and you need and want to be free, I'm going to ask you to step out of where you are right now. Everybody that will. Everyone that raised your hand, would you come? Would you come this morning?
more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side. 'Cause I never want to go back to my old. By your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my own life. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. Yesterday, I need you more than words can say. I need.